Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hosea chapter 7 to 9. Let's prepare to meet God on the appointed day. We read in Hosea chapter 9 verses 1 and 5 like this. Do not rejoice, O Israel, with joy like other peoples, for you have played the harlot against your God. You have made love for hire on every threshing floor. What will you do in the appointed day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? During the latter part of Jeroboam's reign, the prophet Hosea served as God's spokesman to the northern kingdom of Israel. As seen from the above passage, he did not hesitate to sharply rebuke the people because they were apostate and totally corrupt in both their public and private lives. Through his own personal life and words, Hosea tried desperately, though unsuccessfully, to convince the Israelites that they must repent and return to Jehovah. In fact, he highlighted the social and moral sins of the people, focusing particularly on the matter of idolatry. He pointed out that in God's eyes, they were like an unfaithful wife. God had no choice but to pronounce judgment upon the Israelites. Thus, God's judgment would ensure that the Israelites would be expelled from their land of promise due to their shameless harlotry. Because of divine judgment on her covenant disobedience, Israel would not enjoy the fruit of the land, nor celebrate the annual agricultural feast. The time of judgment was very near, and they would be wanderers among the nations. The prophecies of Hosea were duly fulfilled in 722 BC when the Assyrians, led by Tiglath-Pileser, invaded Israel and exiled the people. From that time, the northern kingdom ceased to exist. As we apply this historical incident to our lives, let us be certain that we must always approach God in His way and according to His terms. The price for failure to do this will be captivity and humiliation before our enemies. God has appointed a day in every person's life to meet Him in order to give an account of how he or she has used valuable resources like time, talent, and treasures while on this earth. Let us always be conscious of this fact as we move forward in our journey of life. Let us prepare to meet God on the appointed day.